Protests are still growing at Gallaudet University, the nation's only liberal arts school for the deaf. The protests arose over the woman chosen to be the school's next president. Jane Fernandez is deaf, but many students, faculty, and alumni don't like that she grew up speaking and reading lips before she learned sign language. Others resent tough decisions she's made as a longtime administrator. Officials at Gallaudet expected the protest to die down, but as NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports, it's been spurred on by a blogger's revolution.
Ricky Taylor has become pretty famous among deaf people. They know him as Ryder, the blogger, who boasts on his popular website, Ryder Live, that he is arguably the most controversial deaf blogger in America.
People say I'm a journalist, but no, I'm not. That's not my goal, to be a journalist. I'm a blogger. My intention is to provide the facts, but also enjoyment.
At Gallaudet, where protests have disrupted campus for 3 weeks, the man known as Ryder signs and interpreter speaks.
And I try to keep my blogging exciting and lively.
Taylor's blog is certainly lively. It's angry, it's opinionated, and it's full of attitude, just like the protests.
We can speak for ourselves. Blogging is something where we can take advantage of the spur of the moment and express our point of view.
Protesters demanding the resignation of the new president at Gallaudet get much of their information from Taylor and dozens of other deaf bloggers. Deaf people rely heavily on email and the web. When the protests started, Taylor was a cheerleader and often an agitator. Now, when Gallaudet staff want to leak information critical of the school's administration, it's likely to end up on Ryder Live. Taylor's a Gallaudet graduate. He says the protesters trust the deaf bloggers.
Now, media, radio, television, the news, newspapers, tell me one person, deaf person, who works as a writer, journalist, or editor. Can you tell me one? So it's, their perspective is different than our point of view.
The media cover the protests off and on. Bloggers like Alyssa Abanchuchon cover it day and night, 7 days a week. She speaks through an interpreter.
I feel like I'm just reporting on what happens. I'm just providing information.
Abanchuchon got a graduate degree last spring. Now she spends days in Tent City, the encampment of protesters at the school's front gate. In exact detail, her blog summarizes speeches at nightly protest rallies.
I do put in my own opinion here and there, but I try not to do it too much. With the recent events, I'd say that I felt a bit more frustrated and emotionally involved.
The recent event she's referring to is the arrest of 133 Gallaudet protesters earlier this month. They'd blocked every entrance to the campus and shut down the school for 3 days. Gallaudet administrators called in special Washington police, ones who use sign language, and then spent 2 days patiently negotiating with students about how the arrests would take place. To Gallaudet administrators, this showed they'd bent over backwards to reach out to the protesters. But you won't find any of that in the deaf blogs. Instead, the arrests are bitterly depicted as a moment when deaf administrators betrayed their own deaf students. Those blogs, including one that carried a kind of play-by-play of the arrests, were read by deaf people all over the world.
I came here to help support the protest.
People like John Egbert from Minnesota. He read Ryder Live and Alyssa Wright's, then got on a plane and came to Washington to support the protests. He's 59, went to Gallaudet in the 1960s. He speaks with his own voice.
I watch the blog about 3 or 4 hours a day, and really keep me up to date.
Egbert joined students, faculty, and alumni who rallied over the weekend, a couple thousand of them, at this university of only 1,700 students. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.